Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Retrofitting and sustainability are the future of construction. Visit sullis.ie/greenskills to find your course. Today with Claire Byrne and RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Get ahead in your construction career. Discover cutting-edge retrofitting training courses at sullis.ie/greenskills.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, a rotating Taoiseach and a few other moving parts in the Cabinet too. We'll look ahead to an intriguing political weekend. Twitter suspends the accounts of journalists who had reported on Elon Musk. After 62 games so far in Qatar, it will be either Argentina or France celebrating a World Cup win on Sunday. Guillaume Balaguer will tell us what to expect. Mick Flannery has live music for us today. Our Friday gathering will be here to debate all the big stories and what you wish you'd known before you bought an electric vehicle. Listeners who do drive an EV have a chance to give advice to those who might drive an EV. And you can send us that advice or questions about electric cars or comment on any of today's stories by text 51551, email todaycb@rte.ie, or on Twitter, we are at Today with Claire. Now, while communities in Donegal and Dundalk came to terms with the tragic news from the Lebanon yesterday, in Killah and East Cork last night, a prayer service was held in the local church for seriously injured Trooper Shane Carney. Trooper Carney joined the Defence Forces in October of 2018, and his home unit is in Collins Barracks, Cork. Well, our reporter Brian O'Connell was in Killah for much of yesterday and attended that service last night. Brian, the people you met there, they're still struggling, obviously and understandably, to come to terms with what has happened.
Yes, as you can imagine, Claire, the village in Killah and the wider community of East Cork, they're stunned with shock. Shane and his family were deeply embedded in the local community. His father, Paddy, is a well-known GA referee, and along with his mother, Phil, and his sister, Amy, they live just a few hundred yards from the main street in Killah. Shane attended primary school at one end of that street, and he spent a lot of time in the GA field locally, where hurling in particular was his passion. He remains, as you said, in a serious but stable condition at the UN-run Hamoud Hospital following emergency surgery. And the people of Killah last night, they came together for this prayer service in the St John the Baptist Church, led by local priest Father Tim Hazelwood. And Father Tim has known Shane since he was in primary school, and I have to say it was hugely poignant to see dozens of colleagues from Carlins's Barracks in Cork, many from Shane's 1st Brigade Cavalry Squadron. Many of them were ashen-faced. Some escorted family members of Shane's from outside into the church, which was packed to side aisles, the balcony all packed with hundreds of people showing their support for the family. Commandant Claire Mortimer represented on Taoiseach Micheál Martin, while Minister of State Mary Butler represented government, and local TD James O'Connor also attended. And on the way into the service last night, I spoke with some of those who simply wanted to be there to show their support to the Carney family, beginning with these Defence Forces veterans from the Organisation of National Ex-Servicemen based in Cove.
Michael Heron, retired sergeant from the PDF.
You served in Lebanon?
Four tours of duty.
How did you feel when you heard the news this morning?
Very sad. It's very sad for anybody to lose their life, but especially when they're overseas.
We're here tonight to show respect and wish Shane a speedy recovery, if possible. Our thoughts with the family of the poor soul that passed away, you know. The whole country is in grief, there's no doubt about it. Especially his comrades and those have served in the Defence Forces, both at home and overseas.
And I know with yourself in the Defence Forces, after you retire, that community, the comradeship, it remains, doesn't it? And I'm sure Shane's family will feel that.
Oh, absolutely. Every member that have served, both present and past, we'll always remember those that have lost their lives. Mm-hmm. This is why we commemorate our fallen comrades.
And in terms of our work in Lebanon over the years, we've played a hugely important role, haven't we?
OS for peacekeeping, yes. I mean, the Irish soldier as a soldier out there is well respected in the general community.
I came to give support to the family of their sick son and also for the boy that died.
Did you know the family?
Oh yeah, I did. I'm a neighbour. Don't see it coming. My friend's son was out there. He only came home during the summer. He was in Lebanon.
So you're going in now to the church?
I'm going in now
service.
To mass to support the family and also to pray for the family. Their son has died.
A huge shock locally.
Absolutely. I have a son over there at the moment. He's very shook up about it too. He's upset and, you know, he's just taking care of others over there. He's had excellent training. He has all his buddies around him. And I never worried. No, he's been overseas lots of times.
So you're here tonight to give support?
Yes. Yes, because, you know, no one knows. It could be my fella or somebody else, you know. You don't think it's going to happen, you see. That's
yeah.
the thing. You think, you know, if they know what they're doing and you don't expect them to, this to have to come to them, you know. But please God, this boy will be fine.
And how's your son today?
He's shook. He's shook up. He's taking care of others there. It's his job. And, you know, he, one of the fellas that was in the other car, is in his unit. So he's taking care of him. And they're all taking care of each other, really.
So the prayer service began at 7:30 last night in St John the Baptist Church in Killa. And the Kearney family sat in the front row at the top of the church. To the right were rows of serving members of the Defence Forces, some of whom lit candles as the service began, as did Shane's father, Paddy. And at times you could hear Father Tim Hazelwood's voice breaking with emotion. The Rooney family and those who were injured were prayed for. Two of Shane's favourite songs, Caledonia and Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, were played at the end of the rosary. And as you'll hear in this short clip from the service.
We offer our prayers for Shane. But things are tough and we need help. God is by our side and that's our prayer. It's a service of hope and I invite Paddy to come forward now. We light a candle of hope as we pray.
Loving God, we hold in your love Private Sean Rooney, who lost his life working for peace. May his gentle soul rest in peace. Lord, hear us. Loving God, we hold in your healing presence all peacekeepers who bravely represent us in areas of conflict. Bless them and keep them safe. Lord, hear us.
We get a real sense of the support there for the family, but there's also a big presence from the GAA community given the family's links there.
Absolutely. Teammates of Shane's whom he played with from underage right up to junior level, as well as the chairman of Killa GAA, all attended, and people lined up at the end to hug the Kearney family. Such was that overwhelming desire to let the family know the community was with them, the community had their back. One of those also in attendance was Killa PRO Patrick Mulcahy, and he talked about how important GAA is to Shane.
Brian, it's just hard to come by. The news that we got when you wake up this morning to get a text to say one of our local GA men has been injured, and you're thinking to yourself, right, am I actually reading this right? And when you start coming around this morning, you think, geez, wow, do you know, it's unreal. And to even think that one of our own, who is literally defending our own country, is now has been injured. And look, our thoughts are with Shane and his family, and Private Rooney and his family up in Donegal. Is just numb, dumbfounding. You know, the words just, they don't describe what the feeling is like here in Killa this evening.
We can see, you know, quite a few members of the Defence Forces are in the church already, or standing around outside. And the GA community as well is coming together, as the GA community does.
Yeah, I suppose, look, firstly for the Defence Forces, they're a great community in the background, whether they're people that are working now or people that are retired, they're fantastic, and due credit to them, they've come out in fantastic numbers here tonight. Look, the GAA community itself, you know, when you go over those, over the whitewash, when you leave the dressing room, you leave it all on the field. And when you come off the field, you know, you make friends, and the GAA community comes in very, very tight. And look, from all the clubs locally and nationally that have contacted us today, you know, sense of gratitude to him on.
They're a big GAA family.
Yeah, look, Shane has hurled with Killa since he was a small boy. Played in county finals under 16, won a county medal out the field. Played in goals under 18, played junior A championship with Killa over the past couple of seasons, and would have played with ourselves over the last year. And for his father, Paddy, he would be a local referee who has been refereeing, and very, very good, consistent referee, well known in the area. And look, it's just hard to describe what's going through their minds tonight.
So that's Patrick Mulcahy, Killa GAA Club PRO. Now, after the service, I also spoke with Father Tim Hazelwood, who's local parish priest, and he'd really focused on the message of hope during the service. And a symbol of that hope, a candle, remained lighting throughout the service, just before the altar, beside a photo of Shane. Father Tim reflected on the service and the huge show of support, as I said, from the community in Killa last night.
It was lovely to see that his comrades came in uniform, and a huge turnout from the local parish as well, and a huge GAA turnout. I think the fact that, I suppose, he's representing us, keeping peace in a world that's full of, you know, of violence, I think it touches everybody, you know, and I suppose the family are so broken. It was a great turnout.
And it's a huge support to the family. As we were leaving the church, there were people lined all the way up the middle of both aisles.
Yeah, there were. That's like, we're clinging to hope, and that's what they wanted tonight. They wanted people to come because they feel that the more people that pray, that are on his side, the better chance he has. They're clinging to hope, and that's what we're doing here as a community as well, just clinging that he will pull through.
Yeah. And you knew Shane well?
Well, I knew him, I did. He would have been in sixth class probably when I came, and he played hurling for the primary school, and then he went on to secondary school, so I would have seen Shane play a lot. And I'd be friendly with Paddy, his dad, and with his mum as well, and I know his sister, and all we're trying to do is just to be there for them, just to be a presence, to show support, and there isn't much, you know, just be there for them. That's all we try and do.
And a lot of solidarity and support for the Rooney family as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And even like the Carney family, their thoughts especially are with them, because they were saying that could have been Shane, and their hearts are broken for them, and it's terrible.
And at times like this, the community does galvanise, doesn't it? We could see the GA community comes together. The people who had served in the Defence Forces who were retired 20 years came out tonight in their uniforms. Everybody comes together. It's an Irish thing.
It's an Irish thing. There's great solidarity, and I suppose it gives people hope when, you know, your neighbours and your friends are there for you. And I think that was great consolation. Well, I felt it myself this evening, and I know that the family feel it as well.
I could hear the emotion in your voice a couple of times.
Yeah, it's, I suppose, when you know the lad, and I suppose I know the family, I know the parents, and I know what they're going through, and we've spoken a few times today, and parish, really, a priest is part of a family of a parish, and you're part of their lives, and we're human as well, you know, we feel it very much as well.
That's Father Tim Hazelwood there speaking to Brian O'Connell last night in Killa in East Cork. And I'm joined now by Father Pascal Hanrahan, who is head chaplain to the Defence Forces. Good morning, Father Hanrahan. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Claire, and thank you for the opportunity to speak with you.
Well, we hear the great support there in Cork for Shane's family. And I suppose what we see is that the worst of times brings out the best in people, doesn't it?
No, absolutely. And may I, from the outset, on behalf of the Defence Forces Chaplaincy Service, extend my sympathies to the family of Private Sean Rooney and assure them of our continued prayers at this time, and indeed to the family of Shane Carney, as we continue to pray that he recovers from the injuries that he sustained. And yes, over the last 36 hours, has been a profound and incredible outpouring of support for the Defence Forces and the personnel who have been caught up in this tragic incident in the Lebanon.
And the impact of his death and the injuries to Shane, that's being felt across this very tight community in the Defence Forces so acutely.
Absolutely, yes. So many people have said, including your previous interview there, the Defence Forces is a very tight family. Whilst we might be dispersed across the country in various locations, We are connected with a tremendous common bond of service and sacrifice. And there's an incredible tradition of family service within the Defence Forces. And indeed, Private Sean Rooney's comes from an incredible military family with uncle still serving in Aiken Barracks, Dundalk. And that is replicated across the Defence Forces.
Talk to me a little
bit.
So
we all do indeed feel these events tremendously acutely, as you say.
And just the role of the chaplain, you and your fellow chaplains, I know you play a vitally important role in the Defence Forces, but it's a role that people might not know much about, Father Hanrahan. Can you explain that role to us and the support that you're offering at this time?
Okay. I suppose at its most basic, Claire, our role is about presence. It's about being available and visible to all personnel, their families, and indeed those who have served in the veteran community. I suppose when it comes to a tragedy like we just have had, our response is broken down into three areas. I mean, there's the immediate, the now, and the next. And if I may say, the immediate response, once news of the tragic event came to us, the chaplain on the ground, that we have a chaplain with all of our overseas missions, so that chaplain attended the hospital where Private Sean Rooney was and would have offered prayers there and support to his colleagues in the immediate aftermath. He then went to the hospital where Private Shane Kearney and his colleagues were and spent some time there. And it would be very much ministry of presence, listening and supporting, and where possible, you know, just offering that hope that we heard of as well in your previous interview. Also here at home and the home front, you know, chaplains were dispatched alongside the notifying officer to Private Sean Rooney's and family, and would have spent time there with the family in the aftermath of hearing that dreadful news. And I know that last night, for example, in Killah, Father Ted Sheehan, who's chaplain in Collins Barracks, was there with the troops, and he spent some time with the family, offering support as well. And in Dundalk, the chaplain that's currently assigned to Dundalk is actually deployed overseas to Undoff in Syria at the moment. So we've stood up a chaplain from here in Dublin to support the personnel at Aiken Barracks. So that's the now part, but it's about being visible and present to people as to what to share stories and experiences and reminiscence of Private Sean Rooney. And the next thing, I suppose, part of it will be preparing for the rituals, and the rituals will take place across the country and overseas, remembrance rituals, and we here are also preparing for the repatriation of Private Sean Rooney. So we're very much involved in the planning of the with ceremonial and that of the religious aspects of those ceremonies.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Father Pascal Hanrahan, Head Chaplain to the Defence Forces. And our thoughts once again are with the Rooney family and also with the Kearney family. And if there are any updates on that story, we'll certainly bring them to you over the course of the morning. Now, though, we'll take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.